All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, October 28th of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have five major sports coming at you today. We had tennis earlier this morning. We have MLB with the World Series continuing on. We have NHL, NBA, and then we do have a two-game college football main slate on this Tuesday as well. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen, and we will jump into questions. So first question of the day for DraftKings NBA. Last year, I had a filter to keep only lineups with ROI greater than zero. How can I set this up with the new sim? Yeah, absolutely. So I have a file uploaded here with like just one contest. Okay, so I'm just going to run, say, 500 lineups for this. So I will show how to do this. I do want to mention that if you are using the new portfolio diversity, which is the default, you actually do not need to use this. So there is a built-in logic within the portfolio diversifier that it can only use lineups with a positive ROI. I will show how to do the filter, however, and then kind of talk about a couple drawbacks with it that you need to be careful about. So we ran a build. Contest sim ran, diversifier is running, okay? So now that this is run, right, I see my average ROI, so it is present. What I would do here is go to your filter for the group in question and then create one that says show lineups with target ROI greater than zero, okay? And I'm going to change this. And just put ROI. So what the target ROI is doing is it's looking at the contest attached to this group and then filtering out lineups with an ROI less than zero from this group specifically. So you do want to do this on a group by group basis here. Now what I'll see, right, is if I hover over this filter, it's removed, which is like trashing 174 lineups and only 339 are left. However, if I do turn this off and I open this up, so I can see the ROIs here, right? Now, I'll let this diversifier finish. So what I'll notice is that if I scroll here, right, there are no lineups with a negative ROI. So it's not going to use them by default here. So just one little note. And then just one other thing that I think is really important, just because late swap is so important. You basically never want an ROI greater than zero filter on in late swap. So if you're going to use a pre-build, like, fine, you know, totally okay. I would never use this in late swap. And the reason for that is, more of your lineups than you probably imagine are going to have a negative live ROI. And the reason for that is just like payout structures, right? Only 20% of lineups are cashing in a contest. Well, that means that on average, you know, only 20% of your lineups are going to cash. Well, what if you're better than the field? Okay, if you're twice as good, only 40% of your lineups are still going to cash, right? Less than half. A lot of times in late swap, what you're trying to do is you're trying to turn a negative ROI, a lineup with a negative ROI expectation into like effectively a lower negative ROI expectations. So like what you're trying to do is, okay, this lineup is not doing good, has like a negative 50% ROI. I'm going to try and swap it into a negative 25% ROI expectation where I gain 25% ROI back, but it is still negative, right? If you have a if you have an ROI greater than zero filter on, we effectively won't swap the lineup. We'll ignore it. The lineup gets completely ignored because it is, regardless, it is under that threshold. So you're actually doing yourself a little bit more disservice having this on in late swap. So just wanted to call that out in case anybody's doing that. I would definitely leave that off in late swap. All right, Andrew, when sorting lineups, what does portfolio rank mean? Maybe you can cover it in the next office hours. Yeah, absolutely. So really quick, do have a really good video on this that I want to call out. So in our help docs, SaberSim tutorials, using the portfolio diversifier. Okay, really good video that breaks this down from one of our coaches. It's actually like a written article. You can look at the table of contents. It has screenshots, breakdowns, all that kind of stuff. So you can really understand what's going on here. Some people like to read, right? Some people like to consume content in a different way. You can also hear a different one of our coaches talk about this, right? This is a 7-minute segment. So check that article out if you're interested in hearing more about this. But basically what portfolio is doing is it is first, it's running the sim, right? So you're either going to use ROI with Portfolio Plus, or you're going to use SaberScore with Portfolio. And then what it's doing, it's figuring out, okay, so now that we have the ROI values, which of these lineups play best together, right? It's looking at all of your lineups as a whole instead of just the top ROI and then the second and then the third, because maybe you have, you know, three high ROI lineups, but maybe they don't do very well over the long term when played together. Maybe they're very volatile. Maybe they take equity away from each other, like win equity and stuff. So what this is doing is it's looking at the lineups and then it's saying, hey, you know, when we take your first lineup is your highest ROI one, the builder is basically saying that you should actually play this 50% ROI lineup before playing a lineup with higher ROI, maybe like this 23% ROI lineup that's a little bit lower down. The builder is opting for a lower ROI lineup, although still positive, over a higher one based on like correlative aspects of the lineup's results. It's basically saying these two play better than these other two. It's still playing the other one, but just a little bit further down with a couple other lineups ahead of it. So it's a very intelligent kind of new way of selecting your lineups, where it's still using ROIs like its source of truth, right? That's the number that's kind of optimizing around, but it's doing a better job of picking lineups where the players and exposures all make a little bit more sense. And you can see this, right? Like, okay, I come in here, right? I sort by exposure. All right, I have 55 players in my player pool and my top exposure is 60%. And then it goes down to 45, right? This is 40 lineups, sorting portfolio plus. If I go over to Uniques One, my top exposures are now 87 and then 70 and then 60 and then 50. And then I lost two players in my player pool. So not that much in terms of player pool, but a lot more concentrated exposures, right? As opposed to being a little bit flatter with that 60% and then 45 and then 40 when I was using Portfolio Plus. So you can, you know, bounce back and forth and see some of the differences and, you know, just determine like which one better fits your style, really. So that's what I would do there. All right. Next question. Can you go over late swap for NBA? How is it selecting the swaps? I manually had to adjust swaps yesterday because it was selecting some pretty bad lineups. Okay. So the way late swap works, right? And this is the way late swaps always work, is that it locks in the players whose games have started. So like, let's say it's the first swap window, right? Okay. Let's say you have a lineup with Tyrese Maxey. It's going to lock in Maxey. He cannot be removed. It's going to run sims for the rest of the games that haven't started. And then it's going to use the sim results and I'll say that again. Players who have the right lineup eligibility while still staying under the salary cap. Okay. Some things about late swap is it does default your min salary to zero. So maybe, you know, you want to increase this. The reason it defaults it to zero is it's basically trying to give you the least restrictive settings to make sure you get players out of your lineup. So like a good example would be like Lakers last year, you know, Anthony Davis gets ruled out on like a late slate and there's not that many high salary centers to swap to. Well, if your minimum salary is, you know, 59,000 on FanDuel here, and but maybe, you know, the next swap option puts your salary at 58.5, right? The late swap would prevent you from swapping AD out of that lineup due to the min salary here, right? This is why generally I always recommend people quick swap their lineups first, because quick swap is literally just trying to take the players out and put other players in. And it doesn't care about salary, doesn't care about rules, filters, minimax exposures. It is like the most brute force way to get players out. And then we also have like a new cool secondary swap feature with quick swap. And I'll show it here, like in our swap docs. In this pop-up, there is a box. I would recommend clicking it by default. Replace another player from your lineup if necessary to remove an out player. So what this means is, you know what? Maybe there isn't enough salary to do a one-for-one swap of a player who got ruled out. But what if you have two players whose games haven't started? Well, I could actually swap the other player to get some salary relief, where now I can do a two-man swap in order to get the out player out, right? So it's a little bit more intelligent. So if you're having trouble one-for-one swapping, try turning on replace another player from lineup if necessary toggle or like checkbox, and that should help you out as well. But those are the big things there with late swap, right? Is if there's anything you want to carry over, you can do that, right? If you had any settings, and I should have just shown that. Going back to the tutorial. When you go to late swap, you click the gear icon, the settings, it defaults to like a base build, right? You could change it to your build that you're using, right? I'm on a build 2 here. So I would change it to build 2 and it would carry over everything for me. Other things to be aware of is maybe you're playing a lineup in more than one contest. Maybe you have like a single entry in 3 contests. If you want to maintain that one lineup, use this group duplicates toggle, turn it on. It'll make sure that one lineup goes into the 3 entries and it's a swapped lineup. Another thing is you could turn off this avoid duplicates across lineup groups. This, when off, well, basically if there's a lineup that the builder thinks is good, it can play it into multiple contests, right? That's another way of raising kind of the floor of your late swap lineups. So those are like all the main things with late swap. I would be surprised. I don't really know, you know, what somebody equates to like a bad lineup, right? That can vary person to person, but those are the big things to be aware of with late swap. In general, late swapping is a good thing and I would highly recommend it. All right. I got the ultimate subscription and use the default template, one group per contest. What is the default sort method of all my lineups? Yeah, that's that portfolio that we've talked about here on the show. I feel like we've done a pretty good job breaking it down. So I think we actually ended up answering this before we got to it. All right. Next question. Can you please explain if I have 14 contests, one group per contest? So that means I have to set up a filter for each contest. Or is there a way to filter for all lineups for all contests? Actually, I just saw someone posted an ultimate channel and the portfolio does everything. Is that correct? So yes, the portfolio will get rid of those ROI lineups on a group by group, kind of how I talked about where the portfolio isn't going to use negative ROI. So it isn't something you need to worry about. I think it is an improvement we've made since it sounds like the last time you've used the app. So we don't want you guys playing negative ROI lineups. So we took it upon ourselves to work in that logic. All right. So far, so good. So why don't we kind of wrap up a little build demo here. So We built some lineups, right? Default settings, all that good stuff. We're using portfolio. I have my metrics on. Remember, if you want to see lineups, you can pop them open here. If you don't like them in this row view, go to the settings, turn off use compact lineup view. Couple toggles in here to be aware of. Auto run contest sims, auto run diversifier. These things can just save time. Personally, I like to leave the run sims on and turn off the diversifier one. Just because if I'm making a couple changes, I don't like it kicking off after everyone. So I leave that one off, and then auto apply exposures. I leave these two off. That way I can make adjustments and then decide when I want to run it. So just some quality of life things there. If you're making changes, it'll continuously run every time and can get a little annoying. So I like to leave it off. But other than that, big things I like to look at, right? My leverage column. Hey, what players am I taking a stand on? Inversely, what players am I taking a stand against? Am I okay with my risk in both the positive and negative directions, right? Leverage is super important. Got my exposure. Okay, great. And then sometimes, you know, I think it's also important to kind of remember that, especially in basketball, the players whose games haven't started, they're kind of like placeholders, you know, like, okay, what if I'm like trying to dial in my exposure to like players on like the Clippers and Golden State, but I plan on late swapping, right? If you plan on late swapping, it's kind of like a moot point because you're doing all this stuff to like be particular, but then, you know, you're going to late swap and everything's going to change. Right. So that also reminds me that I think it's a good thing. You know, I like to do this, just come in here and sort by status and just go to questionable. I'm like, hey, who's questionable today? Are these names of players I need to be aware of? Looks like it's a couple low ownership guys outside of one, right? Norman Powell should be like my check mark before this. Like, hey, I want to make sure I know whether or not Norman Powell is in or out. You could also come in and sort by out players, right? Hey, are there any, I would do salary, you know, maybe high salary out players. Hey, Chet Holmgren, good player in OKC, is out today, right? This might not be perfect because like Jalen Williams has been out. So like, you know, you kind of have to be paying attention like a little bit, but just trying to show different ways you can use the app here to get some ideas about a slate. You can also sort by value. I say might be a little bit underpriced based on recent usage and things like that, right? So I think like value, status are really good things to kind of look at and be aware of. But other than that, it's just dialing it in, leverage, minimax exposures. If you want to do those things, remember your minimaxes, anything it like, say I'm playing, you know, like 40 entries, right? And then I have like a single entry. Okay. And maybe I'm setting some minimax exposures. Only exposures of 0 or 100 only exposures between 1 and 99 will go to groups with two or more entries. So that basically the single entry groups ignore exposures between 1 and 99. And only those get sent if you have more than one lineup within a group. So that's like a recent change we made. It's pretty good quality of life change that has helped people get their exposures kind of the way they want. So we've been really happy with that. But outside of that, right, it'd be saving these lineups and uploading them to the site and just watching news and being ready for late swap. So that is our build demo for the day, but looks like we're all caught up here. Questions in both YouTube and Discord. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.